B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys have been great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
It might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Hi.
Mani here at the studios in South Boulevard, producer Nicole in her studio, about 20 feet away from me, and Roy and Loren at home.
Yes, I'm in my guest bedroom studio.
Nice. We practice social distancing here on the Mani, Roy and Loren show.
That's right.
We said it yesterday was National Doctors Day, and big shout out to all the people, because I noticed this morning there was less traffic on the road after the governor put the stay-at-home order in effect. For sure, I did notice it. Yeah, just like merging onto 485 and 77, there was less cars. And then I just thought to myself, I wonder how many of these people are healthcare professionals going to work today, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, you know, I'm in this weird phase to where I've been home for so long. Like, I don't know where my keys and my, like, wallet is because I haven't needed it. And then yesterday I was looking at my car, and it looked like it hasn't been moved in years. Like, a thick layer of pollen on it, debris on it from trees. So I sprayed all the cars off to make it look like, I don't know, that we move around a little.
Roy called me yesterday and asked me what the P meant on his gear stick.
Park.
It's been so far. There you go, Loren. Park. That's what I told him.
I was like,
Dallas asked me yesterday. Dallas asked me yesterday if the car needed gas. I'm like, I don't know. I haven't been in a car in 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's funny, man. But stay at home as much as you can. That's been the theme pretty much, you know, for the last couple of weeks. And definitely now that Governor Cooper's put it into effect. Also, if you have any questions about what you can and can't do, head to kiss951.com. Mecklenburg County is saying follow the local Mecklenburg County orders over Roy Cooper's orders. And I think Cooper probably agrees to, like, hey, here's what I'm saying for the state, but y'all listen to your county advisors.
You know? Yeah, I mean, listen, we have the most cases in North Carolina, as in Charlotte, are like we're at the top. So you can't expect, you know,
yeah,
Burke County to follow the same rules as Mecklenburg County.
And that's to be expected.
Yeah.
With, you know, obviously we're seeing areas like New Orleans is now taking a big hit. New York City obviously has a hit. In fact, a friend of mine lives in Weehawken, which overlooks the city, and got a really pretty shot of the hospital boat coming in and docking in New York City.
Comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the USS Comfort, and another friend of mine got it with the Statue of Liberty, too, which is beautiful. And it just was a moment where, like, you know, this is real life, y'all. This isn't a movie that you're going to walk out of, jump in your car, and go to Applebee's. Like,
right.
This is it. So, I don't know. Yesterday, I just did, like, a lot of reflecting. That'll be my day in 30 seconds. I just sat there, and, you know, I started to do things. I started to, see where we could save money. Amanda, my wife, her job is taking hits. So, you know, luxuries we used to have are going to have to be cut. And so I started doing that yesterday. And I realized that I'm not the only one doing it, and sat on hold with like four different people for a majority of my day yesterday.
What do you mean? It sat on hold with what?
To cancel subscription.
I redid my phone plan. I redid my DirecTV plan.
You got to do it.
I should have done it a long time ago, but yes, producer Nicole.
Is that why my HBO's not working right now?
Oh, HBO should be back. I'm sorry.
That's a priority?
Yeah. Well, you know, bless the Alex at DirecTV who said, Mr. Mani, before you cancel, I want to offer you something. If you'd be interested, I could give it to you for 12 months free because you're such a longtime customer. I've been with them since 2001. I said, okay, I'll take it. It should be back, producer Nicole. Don't worry.
that's the same script they use even if you've been a customer for 4 months. I remember when I first got on to Verizon, and I had it for like all of 6 months, and I wanted to stop something. And they're like, listen, as a long-time valued customer, I'm like, it's not even been a year. Let's all calm down. I am not a valued customer. Yeah. If anything, I'm a flight risk and could cancel and go to AT&T at any moment.
Wrong script,
Johnny.
Don't
blow smoke up my skirt.
How about you, Ren? What'd you do yesterday?
So producer Nicole inspired me yesterday, and I've already been trying to get on my Peloton every day, but I had zero interest in doing it yesterday, and I made myself do it because I was like, you know what? Been inside for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks now. We've got another month coming. Like, at the end of this, I'm clearly not going to have a six-pack. I'm having a baby, but I'm also not going to give up.
Good for you.
Good for you.
That's the American way. Don't give up.
So my day in 30 seconds is I went months ago before the quarantine. I bought a water hose that was you can't kinks in it. You can't have like it won't kink up.
Yeah,
and so it's real thick. I didn't realize how much of a pain in my rear this thing's going to be. It's like I'm dealing with a damn fireman's hose. It's so thick. It's so big. It's so heavy. Every time I lug it out, I feel like I'm about to fight a fire. And it's bright orange. It's the most annoying water hose. And finally, I told Sterling, I'm going to trash it. Like, I hate this damn thing. It's too heavy. I can't wrap it up.
I'll take the kinks.
Yeah, I want kinks. I now want them. I was so upset. All I was trying to do was spray off my porch so I, you know, my mailman can you know, not have an allergy attack by delivering my mail.
That's nice.
Yeah, I felt bad for him.
You almost got him fired and you felt bad for him.
Yeah, my house, by the way, he's no longer my mailman. This is a different one.
You're so savage.
The firing happened. Not by my choice, by the way. But you know how my house is white? It's green. Like, my house is green. So I'm like trying to spray the house.
That's great. Well, we got a ton to do today, you guys. We have, of course, $500 for you 7 times a day. Your first shot at $500 with the Kiss Cash code comes at 8 a.m. this morning. A lot of positive feedback about Jason Tardik, who was one of the finalists on The Bachelor, who is a financial guy, a financial wizard, and producer Nicole booked him to kind of help us go through how we can manage and budget ourselves during these tough times. And a lot of people ask, like, hey, Jason mentioned an app and a website. What were they? And I thought maybe this morning, because we had him on around 8 o'clock yesterday, maybe we'll just play a little bit of him this morning. For you guys heading in this morning, maybe the healthcare workers, maybe the third shifters, everybody's taking a little bit of a budget cut. Jason will help us get through it. He'll give us some info. So we'll get to that next. And then, of course, Roy's going to give us good news today. Lots to do on a Tuesday show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. We are here for you guys. We appreciate you listening to us every single morning on Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
And the home of Operation Kids Care. If you and the kids want to get together or you have the kids do a little creative time, producer Nicole and my son Dean have come together with this really cool thing called Operation Kids Care. The MRL show is asking you to make cards for the elderly in long-term care facilities who can't see their families and friends and in some cases can't even leave their room. It'll put a big smile on their face. We're looking for 1,000 cards. We'll get an update because we got a big load in yesterday, including some from a special someone close to the show who we all know. We'll tell you about that later on. But for all the details on MRL Show's Operation Kids Care, head to the website, kiss951.com. You can mail the cards here, and then we'll make sure they get sanitized, dropped off, sanitized again, and handed to the people who need these cards, okay? Good thing for the kids. I saw Cash Loren was working hard on his cards.
Yep, he's got probably about 22 now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. And by the way, you don't have to be a kid. We get a lot of messages. No, anybody that wants to make the cards, feel free to do so. We're just giving the parents an outlet while kids are out of school to do something. We had Jason Tardik on yesterday, Roy, and you could care less about his career on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I don't care about that at all. I was more interested in his finance stuff. In fact, I didn't even know who he was until you guys told me.
Yeah, he was a finalist two years ago.
He didn't even win?
He was like first runner-up or something. One of the last two or three standing.
Yeah, he's part of the heartbreaking moment where she says, Jason, I love you. I know there's a connection, but And then you get that big butt in there. And then next thing you know,
I love someone else.
Yeah, he walks away with the wind blowing. You know how they do on...
They have the fans.
Yeah, they can't get any of the audio right on The Bachelor. You can hardly hear anybody. It's like,
oh, yeah.
But
yeah, it is always windy.
He's a finance guy, and we asked producer Nicole to get us a finance guy. So she said that she loves Jason, and she knows that he puts all these cool videos out on his YouTube channel. And Roy, you had a great question for Jason. And for those people that didn't get to hear it yesterday, you could listen to the entire interview in like all 15 minutes of it on the Kiss 95.1 app or Kiss95.1.com. But Roy, you had a great question for Jason.
Clearly, you need to make sure you have a fine-tuned budget. How would you even go about doing that? Is there a website you recommend or an app you recommend for people to budget?
Yeah. You know, a quick step-by-step would be start with understanding what's coming in. Use that app. You want after-tax income. You don't want gross income, so you know what actual cash is coming in. And then identify what fixed expenses you have. So fixed expenses are things like, you know, rent or insurance or your bill, your monthly gym bill, that you know, things that are locked in. And then understand your discretionary expenses. That's going out, buying food, things that you can eliminate, variable expenses, right? And right now, the two things I would talk to you about is when you're looking at your budget, first, you're going to have to eliminate some of those discretionary expenses, some of the day-to-day things that typically you would always spend on whatever it might be, a cup of coffee, a lunch out, buying food in. You're going to have to eliminate or reduce those. The second thing is those fixed expenses. This is the time to negotiate. So when we talk about your rent, or we're talking about some of your debt rates or insurance rates, this is the time you need to pick up your phone, call your landlord, call your banker, your loan service officer, and let them know what's going on, because you have leverage to negotiate those fixed expenses too.
And like we said, for the complete interview, he gave us tons of information. You can head to the website, kiss95.1.com, or go to the Kiss95.1 app. Really, really good information on how you can budget yourself in this time when income's not the same as it used to be. And I love what he said there at the end. He's like, now's the time to negotiate. Reach out to your car payment people. Reach out to your rent, you know, your landlords and your mortgage people, and just say, hey, I need help. And they'll be willing to work with you for the most part.
Yeah, I would say it all the time. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's right. Roy?
Yes?
Hi, bud.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I feel like you're really far away from me today for some reason.
Well, you know, I'm literally miles from you, so yes, I am.
I don't know. Loren's mic might feel just a little louder, but we want good news today, dude.
Okay. Well, listen, we have a lot of good news, including a teen in our local area is doing something, a company in our local area. A lot of people are doing a lot of great things, and I want to talk about them all.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Oh, my mic, what, you guys can't see me?
No, you have the camera facing the,
I'm so
the
old.
Equipment.
Why is that? Why would I have the camera facing? Oh, I know why, because we were putting funny pictures up yesterday. And I forgot to flip it back. Okay.
Oh, there we go. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Roy, give us good news. I know that in the middle of all this, there is still some good news going around that you can share with us.
Sure. You know, yesterday was National Doctor's Day. So on the sidewalk outside of the employee parking garage at Atrium CMC Maine in Charlotte, people wrote inspiring messages written in chalk leading up to the hospital, like, it's a beautiful day to save lives. And if you're arriving, thank you for what you're about to do. If you're leaving, thank you for what you did.
Yes, that's amazing. We mentioned it yesterday, and we can't say it enough. It's not just the doctors and the nurses. It's anybody in the healthcare industry who's doing anything on the front lines to deal with this, directly or indirectly. You guys are amazing.
A fertility nurse by the name of Elliot began collecting donations from friends and family, hoping to collect enough money to send 20 meals to hospital staff as a way of not only saying thank you to the people that work in the hospital, but to support local businesses that are struggling big time with the government-mandated shutdown. It grew...
That's a great idea.
...to $8,000 within 24 hours. It's now sitting at $15,000. To go spend this money at local restaurants and give it to people that work in the hospitals. How cool is that?
Good stuff.
It is really good stuff. Also, a Monroe company, GM nameplate, they typically make things for manufacturers for vehicles, metal for vehicles. But since those plants are closed down, they're going to be switching things over and making masks and other medical supplies in Monroe. The medical face shields are sure for first responders, so when they respond on scene, they can have protection, and they don't risk getting COVID-19.
Okay.
Let's see. What else is going on?
We there's plenty of time for good news this morning.
Are we done?
No.
Okay. A Charlotte area teen is sewing face masks for a North Carolina hospital short of those N95 masks. It's pretty cool. I wish we could somehow get this photo up on our Instagram because she's actually sewing it with really, really cool designs.
Put it up there. All rules and regulations of what we can post are halted during COVID-19 times.
You think so?
I say so.
You know, she doesn't even have her driver's license or own her own car, but she's locked down in her home, and she has her, some fabrics, and a sewing machine. And so she's
heaven.
That's perfect
for a guy like me.
Yeah. So she's been doing that. She's going to be contributing this to the area hospitals. It looks really cool. It looks like kind of looks like snake skin type of design.
Okay.
She's putting on
a little fashion in there.
Yeah. It's really, really cool. So that's the good news going around the Carolinas. A lot of good stuff today from our community, and I love seeing it when everyone's trying to help out people. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Roy. You know, I mentioned that, like, all rules and regulations are, like, suspended, jokingly, of course. But I did see an article that said North Carolina Highway Patrol says they will not be making what was the headline, Roy? I read it to you.
Unnecessary stops?
Yeah.
They won't be trying to make their quota?
Yeah, kind of. It will have to be, really, really important stops.
Well, there was one state trooper, I can't remember if it was like Tennessee or Ohio, but he pulled someone over and he handed that person, he was wearing gloves and a face mask, and handed that person a mask to conduct the traffic stop.
Was interesting. That is interesting. Do we have enough masks to be going around to do that?
No, we don't.
No.
We don't, unless he just, I guess, Lysol's and hands it back, which I don't know about that.
I mowed my grass yesterday and I used I have a mask that I used, you know, from years ago, and I reused it, and I was wearing it to mow the yard, and I'm like, I wonder if people are walking in the neighborhood, I'm like, do they think I'm trying to avoid corona, or are they aware that I'm doing this for pollen?
You know what I don't like is the people that's running around with the bandanas on the face. I can't tell if they're part of a gang or they're up
I'm sure
to no
they're
good.
Just trying to avoid corona.
If I'm about
do you
to
guys
get
still
robbed.
Have your masks?
Yeah, oh yeah, I got mine.
Oh yeah, the one that we wore for you. Yeah, yeah, I got that one too. But I wore that one. I don't want to give that one to somebody.
Oh, I'm not giving my mask to anyone. My mask is my mask. I can assure you that.
Yeah, that's so nice of you, Roy. You're such a. You just finished the good news segment, and now you're being selfish and not giving your mask up.
No.
I got one, and that one is for me. You could have almost seen tears in my eyes yesterday when I accidentally dropped a whole roll of toilet paper in the toilet.
Oh,
it was in my hand, and it fell, and it plopped in the toilet, and it ruined a whole roll, and I was like,
party foul.
You understand the value to this?
Right.
That was me dropping the whole roll. I'm taking my supplies very seriously.
Here's the headline. NC Highway Patrol won't conduct traffic stops unless necessary during stay-at-home orders. The North Carolina State Highway Patrol says they're not going to be conducting traffic stops unless it's deemed reasonable or articulable suspicion exists. Is that right? Articulable? I don't know. During the current stay-at-home order that was issued by Governor Cooper.
Oh, maybe they're talking about the people out there violating the essential travel rule. Maybe he's not talking about people actually who breaks the law.
They will not be conducting traffic stops unless it's deemed reasonable, which means, I guess, if you're, you know, maybe if you're doing 3 miles over the speed limit and you have a left taillight out, they'll let you go for now. That's what I think.
Good, because my sticker is so expired.
Yeah, but you're not driving anywhere anyway.
And Roy, you have so much time to figure that out right now. Like, you could just pay it online and get it renewed.
I know. You know what, though? It's like a whole thing. Like, I lost the mail that had my title number or my VIN number, whatever that number they need that identifies my car, because they need the plate and then, like, some other magical number that I don't know. And I lost that number. So it's like, oh, I got to go through all this whole thing.
That's funny. Hey, let's take a quick break. Let's come back. Loren, this is all about you. Did you see, like, celebrities are taking an absolute beating by posting how the struggle is real for them during their time of stay-at-home orders.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, A-Rod did a video with a baseball player, Roy, in front of his luxury pool with, like, the backyard that is just, you know, acres and gorgeously groomed, and he's like, yeah, we're all feeling it. And the people were just killing him.
We're all feeling it.
David Geffen, a record guy. You know David Geffen, the record guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Geffen Records. Wait to hear what he posted yesterday. Things got so bad for him, he deleted his Instagram, y'all.
Oh, no. Wow. These guys are idiots.
If you didn't hear about it, hang tight. We'll let you in on it in like 5 minutes.
Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We got Quarantine Court coming up in an hour from now. Roommates, Sean and Allie. Sean's taking Allie to Quarantine Court. He says that she's breaking a major rule inside their apartment during their stay-at-home orders. We'll get to that. But, Loren, celebrities have been posting on social media using the hashtag social distance, hashtag stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the celebrities do it right. Like, some of the celebrities take a picture or a video and show a very modest background of their home.
Yeah.
Because you can't be tone deaf to what's going on in the world. You can't be tone deaf to the fact that people have lost income, people have lost their jobs altogether. And the last thing anyone wants to see is A-Rod talking to a baseball player while smoking a cigar, lounged in front of what is the most beautiful zero entrance pool anybody's ever seen, with a backdrop of this manicured yard. And he's saying it sucks.
Yeah, when you're stuck in your million-dollar mansion, you probably shouldn't be showing that off while you're, you know, talking about how miserable you are held up at home.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Mark Wahlberg and who's the guy who I can't think of his name. He's on Saved by the Bell, and he hosts Access Hollywood or one of those shows.
Oh, I know.
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
I saw that Mario Lopez and Mark Wahlberg did a whole thing about how you should stay at home, but you should also stay healthy. So they took a video of them working out together in a gym in California that is supposed to be closed. And someone's in the background, and then someone's filming them. So there's four people in the gym. Now, they did mention that all the equipment has been sanitized, that they're social distancing. But then people slammed them with comments like, must be nice to be famous and be able to get into a gym when I can't get into my gym and it's closed. And by the way, they haven't given me any of my money back.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is tough times for everyone. People are losing their jobs. I mean, unemployment is through the roof. Oh, celebrities irritate me.
So this is, go ahead, Lorraine, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I guess maybe if you're, you know, you were working out like that and you wanted people to work out with you, you should be doing like a garage setup with stuff that you have around the house that you could, you know what I mean? Like,
which
make it a little
garage,
bit more.
But their garage is pretty much the equivalent of a gym. Like, they should just be home anyway. Like,
I get it. I get it. But know? Like, maybe instead of, you know, instead of using your dumbbells, maybe you use like gallons of water, like stuff that the average person would have around the house so that they can join in on your workout, too. It's a little bit more relatable that way, I guess.
Loren, in other words, wants you to train like Sylvester Stallone in Rocky IV when he's in Russia and doesn't have any of the equipment that Drago has, and he's
kind of,
yeah, he's like he lifts logs while Drago's lifting like the most newest weights. I love that.
Lift your kids. I don't know.
David Geffen is this guy who's like a movie Geffen Records. He's a big record producer. In fact, he actually started DreamWorks SKG. With Steven Spielberg and Jeffrey Katzenberg. So SKG, the G in DreamWorks, is this guy, David Geffen. This cat posts a picture of his $400 million yacht on Instagram and says, sunset last night. This is his quote on Instagram. Sunset last night, isolated in the Grenadines, avoiding the virus. I'm hoping everybody is staying safe. He got so destroyed for that he deleted his Instagram account. Now, I think that's a little far. Like, people shouldn't also bully people. If you don't want to see it, just turn it off. But apparently, his $400 million yacht would buy 30,000 ventilators.
Wow. Well, okay, but also, he's not going to sell his yacht.
No. No. Yeah.
Well, you know, I had a, you know, my aunt and uncle, they were dentists, and they had a really big house. And so whenever I'd go hang out with my cousin, I mean, this house had an elevator inside of it. It had a gymnasium inside of it, had a horse farm.
Didn't you get stuck in that elevator?
Yeah, I did. a tennis court. Yeah, of course I did. I mean, it had all these fun things, a paintball room, a pool room, a movie room. And then when I'd go there, my cousin would be bored and just wanted to play video games. I'm like, dude.
How are you bored?
Look outside. You know, meanwhile, I'm used to, you know, our small little ranch, you know, where you could fart in the bedroom and it'd be her in the kitchen, you know. Like, I was used to small quarters. I go to this big, you know, Taj Mahal looking house, and my cousin says he's bored. I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, I'm playing with sticks, like, at my house. Right. Like, you have a tennis court.
Yeah, we said it before. Roy had a slinky with no steps.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't have a lot. Okay. We still had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, my gosh. So funny. All right. Well, celebrities, keep an eye on their Instagrams and see, like, who, like, because Oprah also, even though she's doing good videos and self-help stuff, she really isn't taking into account how the background of her house looks. And maybe she just doesn't care. Because the other thing, too, is that whole Kardashian thing where it's like, we know you're rich. We're jealous of the lifestyle, or we're kind of taken by the lifestyle. So we want to see it. We want to peek at what the famous and the rich are doing, which
I
is
also
why we
get
hired
it, but
Loren.
Shut up. What do you want these people to do? Sell their houses? Like, I mean, that's where they're held up. Like, I get not showing off your pool and everything else, but if Oprah's sitting in her living room, she can't change her living room.
I get it, but don't sit there and be like...
She could messy it up, though. She could put a blanket out. Yeah. She could... Okay. You know, I'm doing all my live videos from my broken tile in my kitchen. Just so people
smart.
Know, I don't...
Smart. I mean, times are so tough. Loren had to fire 3 people that worked at her house. Right?
Furloughed.
Shut
furloughed.
Up.
Furloughed. Sorry. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Her butler's pantry doesn't have the butler in it anymore. She's actually got to go in and get the stuff herself.
Mm-hmm.
Times are tough, I tell you.
If I had a butler's pantry.
Celebrities, just keep an eye and don't say you feel the pain. Don't say that because you don't. Like, I get that I can't go outside and it sucks, but just move on and talk about what you want to talk about. Don't go through big diatribe about how you feel our pain.
I don't have a lot. You know, I'm not this big rich guy, but I don't feel the pain. You know,
sure. No, but
we've taken pay cuts, but we're not fired.
What did I say to you yesterday?
Right.
How blessed are you, Roy, to not be in your high rise apartment? You actually have a yard. You have a patio. You can walk and like look around. Like, right. I feel blessed for my, I have a little modest home in Waxhaw, and like, I'm blessed to have the yard with a fire pit that I could use.
Right.
Believe me.
Right.
I get it. All right.
Your modest home in that gated community.
It's not gated, Loren. I don't have a full-time security guard who follows me when I come to your house. listen, speaking of my neighborhood, I got to tell you the story, completely COVID-19 unrelated. We're getting attacked. Our neighborhood is under attack. And
okay, and
I'm telling you, my neighbors have taken it to the next level to try and stop this attack. We'll get into it coming up just after 7. We're still doing a radio show, even though you're in your closet broadcasting this morning. Social distancing. Producer Nicole's in her studio far away from me. I'm here at the regular studio by myself. Roy and Loren are at home.
We are.
I told you guys a little while ago, our neighborhood is under attack, y'all.
Oh, no. What's going on in the middle-class white neighborhood of yours?
In Waxhaw? That's what you want to know, what's going on in Waxhaw, North Carolina, in Union County?
Yes.
I'll share with you. We are, luckily, knock on wood, my house doesn't have it, but there's like 5 homes, good friends of my neighbors, who are under attack from squirrels. The squirrels are like nesting in their homes. The squirrels are eating the roofs and eating through wires and eating through attics.
Really?
And you know how you have to get rid of squirrels?
How?
You get a trap and you got to take them 7 miles away or else they'll return.
You can bring them to my house.
I know you love squirrels. But Lorraine, if a squirrel was chomping,
we feed squirrels in our backyard.
If a squirrel was chomping away on the chateau, you would not be down with that. Your love for squirrels would go away.
I'm not concerned because I didn't know they could do that. I just got a leak in my roof, and I'm now starting to think maybe it's because I have a lot of squirrels too. Maybe they're eating at my roof.
They're chewing away at all my
maybe
one buddies.
You guys
buddies.
Should feed them more.
Feed them more. It's chewing away at all the roof and all the like soffits underneath, like above the garage, underneath the roof line. They're in attics. They're in my one neighbor can hear them in the ceiling.
Okay, but just follow me down this road. If you feed them more in your backyard, they won't be hungry. Thus, they won't eat your roof.
Okay, but they're also nesting up there, Lauren. They're not eating the roof for food. They're because, you know, squirrels, like other animals, don't eat wood. Like, they chew the wood to get to what they want.
Hey, you want to really get Lauren upset? Watch this, Manny. You know, if I didn't live in the city, I'd pull out my .22 and I'd scare them all away.
No.
I got bad news for the squirrels.
Like the rich pets.
I think that's coming next in our neighborhood if the trap doesn't work. But I wanted to ask you guys this morning, jump on the phones and talk to us. You know, Roy's at home, Lorenz at home, but we can still talk to you guys. 704-570-9595. Can you tell us, like, what animal has attacked your home?
704-570-9595. You can also send a DM or text to the studio.
I got another one for you. My neighbor in New Jersey lived in a home with cedar siding, and he stained it. It's like a 1980s style home. Contemporary, they called it. Contemporary style with weird windows and angles. But he had cedar siding, and woodpeckers were landing on his home and eating the bugs out of the side of his house. And they would put huge holes in it all over his house. So he had to buy, like, fake owls, I guess, scared the woodpeckers away. And he had to put tin foil. So he had this big home that he built. He was a construction guy. And he had all this weird crap hanging off of it to keep the woodpeckers away.
In Florida, my mom and her old house, they have all these like iguanas, but there was this really weird looking iguana when I was growing up, and it had like a snake face that was real pointy, but the body looked like a regular iguana. Well, this thing was so aggressive, it would chase anybody that got in its way in the backyard. Whoa. And I've been chased by this thing like probably 10 times.
And is your shirt the same one?
100%. It's the only one that looks like that in the backyard. There's the other iguanas that have the shorter faces, but the snake iguana, that one was scary.
Wow, the snake iguana, huh? Never heard of that. 704-570-9595. You guys in the outer counties, I know that, you know, up in Burke and Watauga, you guys are dealing with some crazy critters that have to be hanging around the house.
Yeah, the craziest thing in my house is ants. I've been finding ant hills in my yard, so I've been going out there with hot water and soap to flush that out.
Is the soap CDC certified?
I don't know, dude. I just watched a YouTube video.
Watch your dog Callie around those ant piles.
Yeah, no, I think maybe that's why she's afraid to go out in the yard.
Yeah. Next thing you know, there's a bunch of ants on the poor thing.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. You can also text that number. Someone said, I grew up in New Jersey and we would get bats in the attic all the time. That is true.
Oh, hey, but now with what that's going on, I think everyone's going to be fearful of bats.
Well, yeah, but the bats were weird because the bats would eat all the bugs, which was good, but they also would like fly and like swoop at your head because they're blind. So they only sense like movement. So they would, you know, come after you, and they would also burrow into our house. We had aluminum siding, Roy, on our house. Mm-hmm. It was a real hip thing back in the 80s. And the bats would burrow under the aluminum siding and then, like, poop. And it was just, they were disgusting animals.
Ew.
Yeah.
All animals are disgusting, by the way.
Yeah.
The exception of the domesticated tigers that are on Tiger King. Those are okay. Okay. Let's say good morning to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Hey, man, we're doing well. So what critter's invading your house?
All right, so this is a little sad. You guys just brought back another memory. We're closing on the house today, and we're selling it. So it was our first house. But we put an addition on 10 years ago, and there was a void in my soffit that didn't have any wood. we kept hearing this thump, 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 thump. And we would try to figure out what it was. And finally, one day, I was standing outside, and I saw these squirrels running into the void. And they would get in the soffits, and they would get in the roof. You could hear them inside. And it drove me crazy. So I walked outside with my .22, figuring that if I at least shot at them, they would go away.
Now Brian, just know that Loren is a squirrel lover.
I heard. But this story actually gets even funnier. So they're jumping in and out the soffit, and I'm trying to shoot them, and I'm missing them. So finally, I said, screw it, and I just shot into the soffit, and I hit one. Well, a few minutes later, I saw about six Union County sheriffs outside. So I walk over to my neighbor's house. I'm like, guys, what's going on? Oh, we had a report of a guy out here with a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that was you, Brian.
You yeah. Shoot it into a house.
That'll do it.
Nikki, real quick in Monroe, what'd you find on your front porch?
We found a ball python curled up on our front porch one morning.
Whoa.
Nope, that one you can get rid of.
Yeah, we did. We ended up calling animal control, but I'm actually a snake lover, and my mother would not let me anywhere near it, even though I knew what it was. I knew it wasn't venomous. She would not let me touch it.
That's true. All right. Thanks, Nikki. Yeah, and the python's not like that. Somebody had that, and it got free.
Yeah.
It's a pet.
Yeah, exactly. All right, quick break. We're going to come back and tell you a really great update to the MRL show's Operation Kids Care. Don't go anywhere.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Got an update for you on the MRL show's Operation Kids Care. It's our way of trying to get the kids to be creative at home, writing some letters for those elderly people who are in long-term care facilities who can't see family and friends right now. It brightens up their day. We've spoken to many people that work at these care facilities who said that these cards would mean the world to these people. So write your cards and then all the information where you can mail them to here at the radio station is up at kiss95.1.com. But Roy, who sent us a bunch of cards today, dude?
My mom!
Yes!
Aww.
Yes, my mom sends in some cards. So it's not just kids. Adults can do it, too. But she sent some cards in for our wonderful Operation Kids Cares. We do have the information, the address on how to get us the cards up at our website, kiss951.com.
A couple cards came through. Please take time to smile. It's a beautiful day. That's from Declan, aged 5. Just wanted to remind you that you are so loved. And on the front of it says, howdy, partner.
Oh, that's fun.
These are some cards that are coming through. I think you are G-R-E-A-T, great. Yay, that's so sweet. That's from Lauren, age 6. Thank you for being you with a heart. Some of these don't have names. Hey, you make me happy. These are the cards that these kids are writing. Smile, yes, I'm talking to you. Howdy, just a friendly reminder for you to smile. And you see I'm showing Roy and Loren, the arrow it points to the opening of the card so that they know how to open the card.
And that's so cute. These kids are doing such a great job.
They are. Let's see. Bryce says, you are a ray of sunshine and drew a sun. So cute. So cute. These cards mean so much, you guys. We're trying to get to 1,000. Producer Nicole, where do we stand? Are we at around 200 cards? Would you say we're like a third of the way there or a quarter of the way there?
So you are in the room with the tally. Obviously, I can't see that right now. But we need to add Roy's mom sent in 16. And then we have an additional from my stack and from someone else. We have like an additional 80 to add for today that will be sent out today.
Okay, so we're at like 250 cards and we're looking for 1,000. We have about 7 facilities who have requested that we bring the cards to them.
Now 8.
So it grows and grows and grows. Operation MRL, Operation Kids Care. You have plenty of time to do it. Have the kids write the cards. All the information is up at kiss951.com. Send them to us and we'll get them out.
Okay, let's go ahead and play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. She's got 85 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Bring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
All right, Lorraine, today Lily in Huntersville is playing. She's a first-time player of Can't Beat Lorraine. Good morning, Lily. Lily, are you there?
Yes, here. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, good. Hi. How are you? Do you play in the car?
No, I am on the phone.
Yeah, I know, but do you normally play in the car when, you know, play along?
Normally, yes. Okay. Yes, normally, yes, but not today.
All right. So, let's see how you
Lorraine,
do today.
Will you please excuse us?
I'm going.
All right, Lorraine is leaving, and she is gone. She can only hear these questions.
All right, Lily in Huntersville, this British prince who tested positive for coronavirus is reportedly out of isolation. Which prince are we talking about?
Prince Charles.
And this country singer changed the date of his Bank of America concert from May to June 13th. Who is that?
Bill.
Okay, question three. John Krasinski thinks the world could use some good news right now, and he's right. That's why he's launched a new YouTube series dedicated to sharing positive stories. He played Jim on what network sitcom?
The Office.
Kanye West's wife is the latest celebrity to donate $1 million to families affected by COVID-19. Who is his wife?
Kim Kardashian.
And question five. Britney Spears shared the stage with Tiger King star Doc Antle back in 2001. During the MTV Video Music Awards, that Tiger King resides in what state?
Nevada?
Okay. Yeah, tough question. Did you watch Tiger King?
No, I don't.
Okay. You would. Yeah, that's hard for you then. Okay, not a bad guess, though. Roy, number two was wrong. Loren, come back in. I hear her moving around.
All right, Loren is back.
All right.
All right, Lorraine, she got three correct.
All right. Okay. Not bad for a first time, Lily. Let's see how Lorraine does. This British prince who tested positive for coronavirus is reportedly out of isolation. What prince are we talking about?
That would be Prince Charles.
That is correct. This country singer who changed the date of his Bank of America show from May to June 13th is?
Garth Brooks.
Why do you say it like
so
that?
So sad. Because I'm so sad I can't go now.
Oh, I missed the word country.
Yeah. She said Billy Joel, which was incorrect. But you're due on the 12th, aren't you, Lorraine?
Yeah. What are the odds that I go into labor like a week before so that I can still go?
Oh, we'll my God. Say. Name your baby Garth. That's all I know. All right. Question three. John Krasinski thinks the world could use some good news right now. And he's right. That's why he's launched a YouTube series dedicated to sharing positive stories. He played Jim on what network sitcom?
The Office.
That is correct.
Kanye West's wife is the latest celebrity to donate $1 million to families affected by COVID-19. Who is his wife?
Kim Kardashian West.
That's correct as well.
Big show off with West at the end of her name. But here you go. Question five. Britney Spears.
Then I don't give it sometimes and you say them wrong.
Britney Spears shared Britney Spears shared the stage with Tiger King star Doc Antle back in 2001 during the MTV Video Music Awards. That Tiger King star lives in what state?
Ooh.
Doc. Three.
Oklahoma.
Two, one.
Oklahoma. No.
Are you There's like three states on there. Four yeah. states on there. It's so like
Dirty
Nevada,
Myrtle.
Florida, Oklahoma, and...
There's Dirty Myrtle, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach. All right, final score 4-3. Lorraine, you got 86 wins.
Yeah.
Lily, I'm so sorry. Not your day. You know what we want to hear before we let you go.
I'm Lily from Huntersville, and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Lily.
Thanks. Bye.
Be safe. Have a great day. Roy, I'm gathering from that you disappeared for a minute. Are you having a sneezing fit?
No, I was having some technical issues.
Okay, because you sound really stuffed up now, like the pollen is getting to you.
That did happen, though. I sneezed like seven times in a row. I had to leave the room, get tissues.
I thought so. Okay. Yeah. All right. Roy, we need your microphone to work. Lorraine, we need you to get your gowns and your gavels so that we could get into what we call the quarantine court. If you are staying at home with someone and you're not getting along and you need the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine court to break the case for you, we will. We have a quarantine court between who's coming up? We've got...
From what I heard, it's the toilet paper dictator.
Oh, yes. Sean and Allie, they're roommates. And he is. We have a toilet paper quarantine court coming up in 5 minutes.
The people are real. The cases are real. The social distancing is serious. This is the quarantine court. All rise for judges Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Yes, rise in the court. Show some respect for the judges. Loren, you look great with your gown and your gavel, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, Roy, who is on the quarantine court this morning where we settle cases between two roommates today?
Coming to the quarantine court this morning will be Allie.
Allie, good morning.
Hi.
And the other person who is bringing us the court case, his name is?
Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning.
All right, tell
good
us.
Good morning.
Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know how we're all, you know, sheltering in place and quarantined, all that good stuff. Well, my best friend, Allie, and I, we live together, and she has a TP addiction. We've got one bathroom in our condo, and she thinks all of the toilet paper is for her. And I need it to stop because I need some, too.
Well, yeah, to be fair, she does use it more than Norm.
That is true. That is true. But, you know, this is emergency times, Loren. There's not much toilet paper out there. A lot of people keep hoarding this crap. So what do you think? How much is she using on a daily basis?
Oh, I'm talking between one and two rolls every day.
What?
That is not true at all.
That is too much, A. And B, Sean, how do you know this?
Well... Because we got like a 12 pack the other day, and we're down to two rolls left. And right now, while we're on the phone, she's in the bathroom.
Okay, what are you using so much toilet paper for, Allie?
Okay, like, first of all, I use like a normal amount of toilet paper, and as brought up, like, I'm going to use twice as much as him because I use it for any time I go to the bathroom.
Right.
I just do like the normal amount. Like, you wad them up, you do your business. That's it. And we don't have a toilet paper shortage. Like, we can go get more.
Well,
there is none left at the store, first of all.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I kind of feel like guys aren't going to understand either way.
Like,
you know, you guys, you two, Maney and Roy, you're not going to understand how much toilet paper we use on a normal basis. I'm pregnant. I go to the bathroom probably twice the amount that a normal person goes. And if Dallas told me I could only use like three plies at a time, I'd be like, take a hike.
That's fine. I would get that. That would be totally normal if she were just using it for, you know, potty purposes. But I saw her wiping the humidity off the mirror with a, like, wadded up toilet paper. She uses toilet paper as, like, her washcloth. Not literally, but for anything she needs to touch.
If I could, please the court. Loren, I get that women use toilet paper more. But a roll a day for one person... It sounds like she's, like, wrapping it around her hand seven times.
Yeah, are you playing the mummy game where you dress yourself up and walk around the house in toilet paper?
No, you don't understand. Like, my mother drilled it in my head, you have to be clean. And you don't want to get pee on your hands or anything like that, too. Like, you...
How many letters of protection do you put on? You roll it around how many times?
I don't know, like, a good amount to make sure I don't get it on myself or my hand.
Good question, Roy. Are you rolling it and like and just letting the toilet paper thing roll and it just builds up at the bottom?
I mean, sometimes.
Okay, you're overusing toilet paper. Loren, there's no... the court has got to be unanimous on this.
No, I mean, what happened? Sean could be a total drama queen about this and exaggerating, too. Two rolls a day. I don't necessarily believe that anybody could go through two rolls a day. One, maybe.
The people are real. The cases are real. The social distancing is serious. This is the quarantine court. All rise for judges Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Got your gavel? Got your gowns? You guys ready? For the conclusion
I'm ready to make a ruling.
Yeah, you ready for the conclusion of the quarantine court? I mean,
yeah.
I can't believe that Judge Loren is siding with Allie. Sean and Allie are on the quarantine court. Good morning, you guys.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, tell everyone again, Sean, who just jumped in their car at 8 a.m. this morning or just turned us on at home, why you're bringing your roommate and friend Allie to the quarantine court.
My roommate Allie is a toilet paper abuser. She is going through a roll at least every day. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Allie, your response?
That is so ridiculous. I use like a normal amount that a woman uses. Yeah. Like I said before, I can't not hear my mother's voice in my head saying, you need to be clean. I'm going to use the portion of toilet paper that I deem hygienic. And I will drive to wherever to find us new toilet paper if we run out.
Now, just to be clear, so there's evidence in the court here, so we're just not going off he said, she said. Allie did state that there is on occasion where she will, if she spends the roll of toilet paper, the toilet paper goes all the way to the floor. That's how much she's using, which could easily wrap, in my opinion, around your hand maybe three times, four times.
Yeah, that's like a normal amount of hand wrapping.
Now, Allie, I will enter evidence into the court on your side, Your Honor Roy and Your Honor Loren in the quarantine court. A texter from 803 says, I'm with her. I roll at least five times.
Five times is a lot, guys.
She looked like a mummy. I mean, quite honestly. How could you use that much toilet paper, Allie?
I don't know that she's using that much toilet paper. I really think Sean could just be exaggerating here.
Yeah, wouldn't you clog the toilet up at some point if you're using that much toilet paper?
She flushes like nine times.
I just imagine Sean with his like ear to the door going, that's your third flush.
Now, they are in the same apartment, by the way. And what's funny is that Sean is in the bedroom and Allie is in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Allie, look at your toilet paper roll. How much is left on that and when did you put it in?
Okay, first of all, I just want to point out that, like, we had to get, like, the one-ply on this last time, so I have been wrapping more because that's what was left when we went to the store last, okay? So there's, like, a half a roll on here.
And when did you put it on?
Yesterday, I think.
Okay.
Last night before bed.
Okay, let's go ahead and make our ruling.
What do you say, Judge Roy?
You know, you can't force or police someone's usage of toilet paper. So my ruling is that you have to pull back, Allie. You have to. This is an emergency, exigent times. We're under a quarantine, a home isolation, a stay-at-home order. Now, granted, you can go to the store and get more toilet paper, but you and I both know that's difficult because it's sold out everywhere you go. So just pull back, and I'll be nice and. How about this? I have some two ply here at the house. I'll mail it to you.
Okay? Oh my God, Roy! Amazing.
As your honorable judge, I'm going to mail you guys some toilet paper, which will get you loaded up, and then you just need to pull back a little.
All right.
Awesome.
Loren, Honorable Loren.
I think it sounds like Sean is exaggerating, and I think it is Allie's American right to use as much or as little toilet paper as she would like.
All right. And since we are a three-panel judgment group, I will add that I believe this is the first time that Allie is hearing about the pandemic. How about that? Allie comes into our court acting like she doesn't even know that we're under stay-at-home orders. She thinks she's going to go to the store and just pick up toilet paper. She said it a little while ago.
As if Charmin is fully stocked.
Allie, there's something going around called the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19.
Ever heard of it?
Have you heard of it, or are we just breaking the news to you now? Honestly, you got to roll back. Literally roll back on the toilet paper. You guys are sharing it, right? 50-50? You guys split all your bills and all your belongings?
Everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got to cut back.
All right. Well, listen, I do have some Charmin Ultra Strong. I'm going to mail it to you guys.
I'll take it. Thank you.
All right. You guys go play nice with each other.
You can come out of the bathroom now.
Yeah, court stands in session now. Okay, all right, quarantine court. If you have a quarantine court case that you would like us to work on, you can always email us or hit us up at the MRL show.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So if you're a parent and you have young ones in the house, they love their toys. And now more than ever, since we're homeschooling these loves of our lives, we get to hear these toys 24-7 with no refrain. And Loren, you sent us audio of what are we about to hear?
So this is like the cap. It keeps coming back. I keep hiding it. I take the batteries out of it. Somebody else puts the batteries back in, and it makes it back to my son's hands. It is this microphone that somebody gave him about a year and a half ago. And when he starts learning new things, he wants to scream them like Ozzy Osbourne into this microphone. And he just learned how to count to 20. So that's what we're dealing with now.
All right, Roy, listen to this video. That was posted by Loren's husband, Dallas.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Does it have to be on full blast?
Right? It's got two volumes, off and on.
Hey, God.
Hey, can we start? Can we start drinking? Is that what I heard?
Can we start drinking?
That's like 9 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's do it. We got 12 lines. We got time to line them up. Nicole is here to take your phone call, social distancing from me in a different room. 704-570-9595. What kid's toy is driving you crazy? Even when we didn't have these stay-at-home orders and the kids weren't homeschooling, I'm sure there was a toy that kind of drove you nuts. We'll take your calls and texts now. Jessica, good morning from Gastonia. How are you?
Good morning. So I've got all three kids in my car. My second child, at the age of two, my mom decided to buy us this thing, and it's Elmo. And you push the button, and it tells them five colors. So Elmo sings a song, and my kids want to sing it to you guys.
Oh, so, great.
Elmo's got five colors in the box.
Oh, yeah, that's
what you got. Red, orange, yellow, pink, blue. Now, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2.
And we got 5, 7. Oh, that's
what
you
got.
Oh, and we got 5.
And you
probably hear that in your sleep now.
Good job, you guys.
And it's sad that they can remember this song because now my youngest is 3 and he continuously pushes the button and runs away from you when you try to get the thing from him.
That's funny. I got a 20-month-old in the house, and she has an Elmo doll that says, squeeze my belly and give me a hug. Even when she's not around him, he'll say that. Like, if you go near him or touch him or throw something and he's in the toy bin.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thanks, Jessica. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right, thanks for listening.
We get a text from 980 saying that it's not a toy, but I'm sick and tired of my kid trying to make TikToks every 2 seconds.
That'll do it too.
Used to be annoying.
Kayla, good morning from Rock Hill. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
You're on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Go ahead. What do you got?
My kids are 2 and 3. They have a baby Jack-Jack from The Incredibles. And it, when you squeeze its belly, it lights up and does this wailing dead cat sound. Really, really loud. And then it screams at the top of its lungs. I guess it's Jack-Jack getting powered up. And it sounds just like my kids are getting, like, the skin peeled off of them. And I hate it. And it goes on for the longest, longest time. And they fight over it because there's two of them. So it's constantly just going. I've tried to remove the batteries. They know better than that.
That is so true. Roy, you'll learn one day when you have kids of your own. These toys, they're not short. They're not short-term. They're long-term.
Yeah.
They go and play and play and play. And you're like, the kids, my daughter hasn't touched you in 20 minutes. Why are you still talking?
Yeah, it does that. It's incredibly annoying and very scary sometimes.
Thanks, Kayla.
I remember I got my niece's this kind of slime thing, but the slime had glitter on it. And so
For like weeks, my sister was having to clean up glitter throughout the whole house.
Emily in Kings Mountain, hello.
Hi.
Kings Mountain, apparently the home of a new casino at some point here in the near
future.
That's what
we're hearing,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great, yeah. Emily's like, yeah, more traffic for me. all right, we're talking about the kids' toys that are driving you crazy. What do you got?
My son is two, and I don't know what we were thinking, but we bought him a baby shark toy. And it has a little sensor on the side, and you can put your finger on it or put it in the water, and it's like, I guess, swims and sings a baby shark song the entire time. Just on repeat.
That would be annoying.
There's nothing worse than like your kid's not even around the toy. You clean it up and like move it and throw it into the bin, and it starts to play.
And it doesn't have an off button.
It's the worst. All right, Emily, you stay sane. Thanks for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Still to come. We got to talk to a friend of mine named Matt Keene.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We have to talk to someone by the name of Matt King. He's a friend of mine. He's stuck in Peru and can't get back into Charlotte. We'll figure out what's going on with him, and I believe he's been diagnosed with coronavirus, so we'll see how he's holding up in another country in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, joining the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show is a friend of mine by the name of Matt. Matt, welcome.
Hey.
Hey, Roy, so you are in Peru, and you're stuck, and you can't get back.
Yep, I am very stuck at the moment, and I don't know when we'll be able to get out because the hospital I'm in, everybody has coronavirus.
So you have coronavirus as well?
Yes, I have it as well. I haven't been tested, but, you know, like, when you know. I mean, Ed, there's been everyone that's been tested. There's been 7 people tested here, and everyone's tested positive.
So tell me.
Everyone's showing symptoms.
Okay. So tell me, like, what it's like there. Because from what I read, I also saw that Charlotte Observer did an article with you. From what I'm hearing about Peru, it's like it's completely locked down. Like, people aren't allowed to leave their homes.
Yeah, so for regular people that aren't in my position, the curfew now, I think it starts at like 8 p.m. or no, 8 a.m. and ends at 5 p.m. and then martial law is in place on the roads. But for our hostel, we're not allowed out of the hostel for any reason. Oh, we're going to be in this quarantine for 1 to 3 months. Every time someone tests positive for coronavirus here, that's like another 2 weeks added on. Or like 14 days from that point, but we're starting regardless for just 28 days. I think we're on day like 4 or 5 of the 28 days, and we're on day 16 of quarantine because the actual quarantine started the 15th, and we were given 12 hours to leave the country.
What brought you to Peru, Matt?
So I started in Costa Rica 6 months ago and have been traveling down Latin America from Panama, Colombia, Ecuador, and now Peru. Cusco was my last stop, and I was going to head back to the U.S. to take a little travel break and see what I want to do next.
Yeah, a lot of people love
that.
I know. A lot of people love doing that. Like, do the travel thing when you can. You can afford it. Things are going well. Weather's nice down there, and then you get caught up in all this. It sucks. Matt, by the way, is on the phone with us. He's Roy's buddy from Charlotte here, stuck in Peru. Loren, go ahead.
Yeah, Matt, I'm just curious as to why they keep starting your quarantine over. Are you guys all, like, in one room where you're being quarantined, or are you still in the hostel and the hotel?
No, we're more than, like, I guess it's kind of like a compound type area. I mean, it's a hostel, but we have a main courtyard, and then there's 2 floors. All around the courtyard that overlook the courtyard, and that's pretty much where we're staying. And there's 1 door in and there's 1 door out.
And they're just sending medical treatment in for you guys?
So we have a doctor here 3 hours a day. Apparently, I still yet to see him, but we have all of our medical expenses covered by the Periwana Hospital that we're staying at. And it's just kind of like a, we have like a little area in the middle that we can hang out in, but that's pretty much about the only space we have.
So, like, are you at this point, because you're stuck there and America's not having any flights unless it's like military or a chartered flight, do you still have to pay them the normal nightly fee? How are you getting food? What's that like?
So the food changed very quickly from pretty nice meals to there's a vegetarian option and a meat option. A fourth of the staff got sick, so our kitchen staff is dwindling. And there's been a few nights where there's just been oatmeal and bread for dinner. And that was mainly due to logistics of getting food in and having enough people to cook. So what we're doing now to counter that is we're having people at the hospital volunteer. So now there's like, now people like me are in the kitchen helping to cook like a meal a day.
But you have corona too.
Yeah. So you're saying people with coronavirus is cooking for other people who may or may not have coronavirus.
Yeah, but I mean, the chances are more likely than not that every single person here has coronavirus. The virus is so contagious.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we hear, Matt. Matt King on the phone with Manny, Roy, and Loren, Roy's buddy from Charlotte, stuck in Peru. Claims that you're claiming that you have the virus, you have all the symptoms, but you haven't been tested yet. Will you get tested?
No, I likely won't be tested anywhere in the near future unless Peru gets the surplus of tests for some reason.
Okay.
Right now, how it works is, if you get tested for coronavirus here and you test positive, you get quarantined by yourself in a single room inside of the hospital and cannot leave your room for 14 days.
And what makes you think you have it? What are your symptoms?
I mean, I'm coughing. I cannot taste anything at all. Mm. Like, I couldn't tell the difference between a Coke and a coffee if they were the same temperature.
Wow.
Any of the other symptoms, like are you tired, shortness of breath? Because everybody, I heard from somebody the other day who said they didn't have any of those symptoms, but they had really bad diarrhea and a fever, and that's how they knew they had it. They tested positive. It's like everybody's symptoms.
Symptom.
Yeah, right. I didn't either, Roy.
Yeah, my symptoms have been all over the board. I mean, one day it's one thing, and the next day it's something the next. Altogether, I've had pretty mild symptoms, but at this point, I think I've had a little bit. there's my cough.
I took my headphones off just to be safe.
So you didn't catch it through.
Wash your ear.
God only knows. We'll find out that it travels through radio waves.
So is there anything the embassy or America can do to give you food or help or get you out of there?
So the embassies for India, Switzerland, Germany, and the Netherlands have been dropping off food. I've tried to get in contact with the embassy, but it's a pretty tough task. So I reached out to somebody on Facebook that I have here in Peru that they're going to drop off some supplies to the hospital for me today. And this is like a random person I found on Facebook.
That's amazing.
That was that's traveling. That's stuck in Cusco as well. Because other people can go get supplies. I can't go get supplies.
So what do you want to say? We got to run here in a minute, dude, but we're definitely going to keep in touch with you. We want to thank you for coming on. This is Roy's buddy, Matt, stuck in Peru from Charlotte. Friends and family who might be listening right now, what do you tell all them?
I guess I'm good for the time being. The fact that I'm sick and contagious means that I can't really move anyways. I just hope that I just don't have to be here longer than I need to be here.
That sucks, man.
And for the U.S. Embassy to make sure that we have a flight out in 3 weeks when everyone else in Peru is gone and evacuated.
Well, listen, we'll reach out to people for you. You know, we'll see what we can do to try to get you guys out. But maybe, keep us posted.
Maybe we'll reach out to our councilwoman here locally who might be able to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I was going to call Representative Adams. Maybe she can do something.
Okay.
That would be awesome, Roy. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Matt. Thanks for coming on. You keep yourself as healthy as you can. You say you have the virus. You know how to treat it and all that stuff. So good luck, okay?
Thanks, Troy.
You'll get through that, man. Wow, Roy, interesting. I had no idea. I knew he was stuck in Peru, but I had no idea that he was battling symptoms of coronavirus.
He has coronavirus, and he's eating oatmeal for dinner because they can't get him supplies. It's unbelievable.
Just another local
story. The
military
should just go get him, right? They should just...
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. This is so unprecedented that what's going to happen is we're going to look back on how we handled this, and then we're going to figure out, here's how we can handle it. God forbid it ever happens again with another pandemic. Yeah. It takes an incident to figure out how to... It's like a plane crash. I hate it. But, you know, we learn. We learn, man.
I mean, he's going to be quarantined here either way.
Yeah.
At least here we have...
I know.
Food.
I know. Yeah. And I know he's your friend, Roy, and you want to get him back. We just need to make sure he stays healthy in the time being while he's there before we get him home. But, all right, great spot, Roy. Thanks.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
A lot of feedback coming in, Roy, about your friend Matt, who just joined us. He's a Charlotte resident who is in Peru right now. Can't get his way out. Was just kind of doing the traveling South America thing. And not only that, he's suffering from coronavirus symptoms.
Yeah, and he's, you know, not eating well. He doesn't have many supplies, and he can't leave.
So
there's martial law there at night. How about that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy. We got a text message from 704 who said, just think about how many others are just like Matt that we don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just from the United States, but from other countries who are trapped.
Well,
and
I was telling Loren, think about, like, luckily he's a young guy, right? What if you have kids back home? What if you have a family and you can't leave? You can't get to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's a terrible time, and all we can do is come together and, you know, be nice to each other, give praise to the medical people who are putting themselves on the front line. And stay home. The only way this virus will end is if it doesn't find another host. For the love of God, if you don't have to go out, don't go out. And if you do, instead of bringing the whole family, just let one person go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we'll beat it. All right, it's Manny, Roy, and Loren. This is KISS 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
My name's Manny. I am here at the studio by myself. Producer Nicole is in another studio. Social distancing from each other. And Roy and Loren are so social distanced, they're at home broadcasting live.
Yeah, I'm in a guest bedroom.
Loren,
a closet.
Loren's in a closet, which is the size of Roy's guest bedroom.
So true.
Let's pop up line 9, Roy.
Dina.
Hi, Dina.
Hi.
Hi. You know, so you work for a big box grocery store, and I wanted to have you on the show and thank you so much for what you're doing. You are essential during all this.
Yes, sir.
We are so appreciative for you.
Thank you very much.
Dina, what's your hours like? Have your hours ramped up since the whole pandemic has kind of hit the Queen City?
Yeah, we get lots of hours, but it's where I'm at in the world. It's kind of, you can tell it's kind of slowing back down just a little bit, you know.
Good.
Just a little bit, so it's gotten just a little bit easier.
Is there things that we could do to make it even easier for the people that work at grocery stores?
Oh yeah, just things like, of course, you know, people are going to wear gloves. Yes. The gloves are keeping your hands safe, but whatever you touch, you're still spreading germs when you have gloves on. So just, you know, just pick up what you're going to buy and don't filter through and touch this and touch that. And of course, just social distance yourself with the buggies, you know, just stay back just a little bit further, you know, and, you know, just little things like that. And that would actually help out a lot.
And Dina, I'm sure you're asking people to bring their patients to the grocery stores too, because there are still some items that are out, and that's not your fault. That, you know, we just have to be patient and wait for those things.
Yes. And there's been a lot of kind of backlash there. You know, of course, you know, as humans, we try to find someone else to blame for, you know, for things, but it is not the retail worker's fault, and we are trying really hard to keep these shelves as full as we can. You know, so.
Well, how about this? I saw a sign, Dina, that said, hey,
due to issues that our manufacturer, we're unable to give you the product. I'm like, it ain't issues at your manufacturer. It's an issue with these people buying and hoarding.
Exactly.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
Also, exactly. I think there's some truth to the fact that we there's also not a lot of trucks. There's a lot of product in the warehouse, but not a lot of trucks to deliver the product from the warehouse to the stores because they're working equally as hard. We just talked to our friend Trucker Bob, who said the same thing, Dina. But listen, thank you so much. Roy, you bring up such a good point. We as human beings, rather than going into a store and touching everything, and maybe if you're sick, you don't go to the store, you send someone else to the store so that the Dinas of the world can come in and work and be safe and do what we need to get done to get over this. Like, we all have to work together. It's one giant circle that all needs to work together. So
yes sir, I agree.
Dina, thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for listening to Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Yes sir, I love you guys. I listen to you every day.
I love you too. Thank send you. Love to everybody in that store too. Okay,
I will. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, great point, Roy. And like, it's not just the grocery store workers, like delivery drivers. What do you want us to do? I mean, does your FedEx does your FedEx and UPS guy not want to go into the office building right now? Like, do you not want to walk up to our houses? Like, how can we help you guys?
Well, let's not go crazy.
You gotta walk down to your driveway to your mailbox. If the box could fit in your mailbox, can't they put it in the mailbox?
Well, to be fair, like, we, you know, you guys know we had Zero Res here the other day, and like, even at the end of their cleanings, what they're doing is they're not making you sign anything because they don't want you to touch their pen and then hand it back to them. So they're just taking like a photo that the package is delivered or the, you know, job was done.
Right, right. But also, don't wear out your drivers right now. Like, everybody, let's just try rather than be cranky. Be nice. I know it's not easy because, Laura, you said it. If you're looking for an item on the shelf at the store and it's not there, your first instinct is to be like, why isn't it there? Well, maybe just be happy that maybe someone else who needed it got the last one right before you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's hard to do, but if we all do it, it'll be awesome.
And you know what? It's okay. Go ahead and buy Scott's toilet paper. I know nobody wants to.
Those give them some love.
828 sent a text message and said, if possible, tell your listeners to cut back from ordering stuff online. I work for a big online company and make a number of stops are jumping up, and I'm having to stay out later and later. So here's someone who delivers product saying, if it's not entirely essential, Loren, Roy, Amanda, Maney, these drivers are staying out later.
They need to be for us to get them.
But your drivers need to be home as well.
Well, if we get them a little later, then that's fine.
I just bought a Husqvarna leaf blower. Once that comes, I'll be better.
Will you end it?
I won't end it, but I'll
They said, we're supposed to be just delivering essentials, but I'm delivering lawn furniture, rugs, bikes, scooters, and a bunch of other stuff that's not important right now.
And a stupid leaf blower for Roy.
I want to be out of the house as little as possible, and it's hard when everyone is online shopping because they're bored. You know what? That is such a it's so huge. And I get, like, if you're a parent, maybe the scooter is essential so that your kids can enjoy going outside and playing. I get that. But don't just get it because you can afford to do it right now. You know? Let those drivers go home and be with their families, too. They deserve that. Roy, you were the one that put that thought in my head. Now, all of a sudden, you seem like you want to be backing away from it and that we should be ordering everything. And just as long as you can shop online, it's okay.
I'm conflicted because I don't want to go to the stores. I don't know what to tell you.
I know.
I don't know what to tell
you. I'll tell you what it is. You know what? Get more drivers out there right now than if that's what we need to do.
Yeah, but then that's more people on the streets. That's what I said. If it just takes a couple extra days to get to you, you got to have patience with that, too.
That's true. All right. Some positive news. We've got a great update on our MRL show, Operation Kids Care, coming up in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren, before you update us on what's going on in the world of Hollywood, because we still care about celebrities and what they're up to. I don't know why, but it just seems important to us.
Okay.
A lot of people are texting us in regards to how can we help people that work in grocery stores? How can we help delivery drivers and all that stuff. Someone's texted in 207, said, I work at a convenience store. One of the biggest things that I have an issue with is everyone touching something that they bring up to the counter and having to turn it so I can scan the item. If you could just bring it to me in a way that the item could just be scanned, and it'll probably others will pick it back. In other words, what they're saying is set the item up in the way that it needs to be scanned if you're going up to, like, a convenience store. Not a grocery store, but a convenience store. If you could scan it so that the scan sticker is sticking up, then the person working at the convenience store doesn't have to flip and look for it. You could just scan it, and then, you know, they could scan it, then you could pick it back up and put it in your bag.
It's a good idea.
Right? I like that idea, too. Also, then we got, like, so somebody, Ted, said before, hey, I work for a delivery company and don't deliver non-essential, you know, don't buy non-essential stuff online because I want to be home too. We got another message from someone who says that they are also in the delivery business, and this is kind of the business that we chose. And this is when society needs us now more than ever. Feel free to shop online at home if it means I'm the one that delivers it to you and your family stays safe.
Well, and I was talking off the air with Loren about this. It's like, they don't have to interact with you. It does suck that you're having to work more, but at least, like, you don't have to. You can just leave the package at her door. It is the safest way, in my opinion, for us to get goods to our houses.
Yes.
I agree.
And this driver said that they believe that, too. So, all right, Loren, what is happening in Hollywood?
All right. So, you know, Tori Spelling and her husband, Dean McDermott, have been battling American Express for what seems like years now. This started back in 2016 of unpaid credit card bills. And now she's basically saying that she refuses to pay. American Express is trying to seize some of their assets to pay for the $90,000 credit card bill that they still owe.
Oh, my God. $90,000 credit card. You know things ain't going well when you got a $90,000 American Express credit card.
Right? What are you putting on there? So Lizzo, she's doing her part during the COVID-19 outbreak, and she is sending lunches to the emergency rooms at several hospitals in Minnesota and Washington. And she says that she plans on sending even more food to these hospitals as well. And the University of Washington thanked Lizzo on Twitter.
Awesome.
Yeah, a little good news there.
Yeah.
Now, if you are a Tiger King fan, you might see this circling the internet. Apparently, Britney Spears has a tie to the Tiger King series. And Doc Antler, who is, I guess I learned today during the Can't Beat Loren segment, that he is from South Carolina. But he was actually in the 2001 MTV Music Video Awards when she performed I'm a Slave. Now, she had a snake around her neck, and there was a tiger walking around the cage, and Doc was, in fact, the handler.
Yeah, Doc was loves his ladies, too, as you find out on that show.
Oh, yeah, he does.
How far into that show are you, Loren?
I'm towards the end. I have one episode left.
I mean, I found out 2 minutes into episode one, Roy, that Doc was in South Carolina, and I thought to myself, geez, that is the state right below me.
Yeah, I know.
And Loren has no idea.
And like, even to the point where I'm like, because, you know, I've been to Myrtle Beach so many times. I'm like, oh, I see his billboards everywhere when I'm down there.
It's not that I didn't know that South Carolina was a player on Tiger King. There's just so many states that are like intertwined with everything, like Oklahoma, South Carolina, Florida, and then Nevada, because the other guy, the investor that came in, goes back to Vegas all the time. So it's just hard to keep track of where each character is
from. Carol, Florida. Joe Exotic, Oklahoma, and Doc, South Carolina.
Okay. Thanks for straightening me out.
Enjoy your last episode. Now maybe it'll make sense.
Sam Smith, he just announced that he will be changing the name of his upcoming album and delaying it. Now, the original name of the record was supposed to be called To Die For, which he thought was a little, not great for the current state that we're in. So he's going to change the name, and he's also going to add and take away songs from that album. It was originally supposed to come out on June 5th, but he says, don't worry, I'm still going to put out some new music over the next few months, and the album will be out this year, but it just needs some changes.
Okay.
You know, Strong and I was talking about that and how we even thought before coronavirus it was a weird title and a weird name. Like, he was saying how he wants someone to die for. And I'm like, I don't know if anybody should want to die for anyone. Like, that's a weird statement in itself.
I think a lot of people use that term in, like, everyday life, too. Like, oh, that pizza was to die for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. I would die to have a glass of wine right now.
Easy with the dying. Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
But if you want any more celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com, and you'll also find your coronavirus updates there.
All right, really cool. Speaking of the coronavirus, have you heard about the MRL show's Operation Kids Care? We got a great message that we're going to share to you with you guys, and we'll let you know where our number is and how many more cards we need in Operation Kids Care. It's coming up 5 minutes. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Roy, here's your magic show song.
Oh, I love it. Let's song Loren in half. Here we go.
This is where one of Doc's tigers are walking around with Joe Exotic's tigers on the stage while this is playing.
100%.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, the home of the Kiss Cash Code. 7 shots a day to win $500. We went to the bosses a couple weeks ago and said, hey, now more than ever with people losing their jobs, we need the money. They said, we'll give you money. We'll give you money 7 times a day. Your next shot at $500 comes 10 a.m. this morning. The Kiss Cash Code with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1. Hopefully to help you pay some bills.
It's called Operation Kids Care. It's something that Nicole and your son, Dean Manny, has been kind of putting together. It's an operation where kids and adults can send us cards for the elderly who's at these assisted living locations to where they're not allowed to see their family. You know, they're locked in because of the coronavirus. They don't want to risk their patients. They can't have an outbreak within their facilities, so they're under lockdown. So we thought it'd be really nice to send them cards.
And producer Nicole, we got a really nice message from someone. And maybe you're a parent who's in the car right now who, you know, oh, yeah, I'll get to it. You know, maybe we'll do it. Like, maybe when you hear this message, you'll think about definitely trying to get the kids in your home to sit down and write a couple cards. We're not asking for a 20 of them. If they write one or two each, that's perfectly fine. Nicole, what was that message we got?
She said, hi, I love listening to you all on the radio on my drive to work, especially during these times. I think it is such a great idea that you all are reaching out to the community about making cards for those who are in a care facility. I'm an activity director at a health and rehab / nursing home here in Charlotte. I'm sure a lot of places have reached out. This is such a thoughtful idea. Thank you for everything you guys are doing.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, another message from someone inside the facilities who say it is really, really important that these people who some cases can't even leave their rooms, we put a smile on their face. And by the way, the facility numbers are going up, and our card numbers are going up also. We're trying to get 1,000 cards that we can hand out to different facilities. We now have 8 facilities who said, yes, they are interested in us bringing the cards to them. They'll sanitize them and hand them out. So we need your help, you guys.
Yeah, we have all the details posted up at kiss951.com. 1520 South Boulevard, Suite 300 is our address, but of course you're not going to remember that. So just go to the website, kiss951.com, or send us a DM. I don't mind replying to your messages and telling us our address.
Roy's got nothing but time sitting at home in his home studio over there.
And we're back at zero. We've sent all the ones we've gotten out, so we are sitting at zero right now.
Okay, back to zero. How many do we get out? Like 250 or something, right?
Yeah, we sent one to the nursing home here in Charlotte, 100, and then we sent to another one with 50, and then I've also sent 50 to the nursing home in Winston-Salem that my grandmother's in.
Oh, great. Okay.
Nice.
Well, thanks, Nicole. Thanks for what you're doing for this and being the front person for it. It puts a smile on her face, producer Nicole, and that's hard to do. Nicole doesn't smile much unless NC State wins or...
Shut up.
No, I do mean it. I mean, like, when I came in this morning, you guys, and there was a big load of cards sitting here, she was really excited to get them and to drop them off. So have the cards made and deliver them to us. Mail them to the radio station. Details, kiss951.com. Cameron's up next, then Roy after that. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We've got Quarantine Confessions. Love that. Wednesday at 7:50. Bye, you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.